the laptop is refusing to talk to it. So I emergency downloaded it on my desktop, and that is what is running and streaming, and it says it's listening to us.
Oh, but everyone let us know if we sound different, or actually Dan let us know if we sound different, because I clearly can't do two things at once.
It doesn't sound different. We're just fucked, basically. And I feel bad. At least it's not 20 minutes of silence, Big Fatty. All right. Are we ready for revealing the topic?
Yeah, I think so.
On the count of three?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3.
Free balling.
Now I'm free.
Oh my God.
Free balling.
That was in my head.
It's great.
All week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
On the count of three?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3426. LBFO for Wednesday the 24th. Of March 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about my day and the little project I did. Yes, me Fatty. Hello, unavailablers. Big Fatty, is that a word? It is now. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're unavailablers because you know, I talked yesterday about the little video of the guy shorting himself that made Mr. Cackle cackle all the time, and I was going to put it up over there at the WWW, and y'all couldn't get it to work. So I'm sorry that I got you all excited. Really, don't really it really wasn't that exciting, but anyway, thank you for calling anyway, but sorry that I couldn't do that, which made it unavailable for you, which makes you unavailablers. Fatty, please.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 24th of March, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I've met at the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages 1 year, and y'all, I would be on his little show. He didn't do his little show anymore. But y'all, he lives up there, I believe, well, he did anyway, up there in the New York City, New York City, I believe, and I may have this wrong, but I know she'll let me know, I believe, I met Miss Beaver, who was in the chat room during one of his little shows. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tristan. Oh, yes, we love Tristan. It's true. His little show used to be called In Tristan, or it was another name also. But anyway, and y'all, then the second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, if you ever listen to the gay boys that you heard here at the beginning of today's little show, the Mike and Kyle and Mike, and sometimes fucking Dan, you've heard her on numerous little programs. She's just a treasure. She's a treasure, I tell you, and everybody loves when she's on there. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Ma Johnson. We love Ma Johnson. Big Fatty, she's had a hard life. I mean, she had to She had to, well, anyway, you know, it's all that birthing no baby thing. Anyway, but anyway, so y'all, if you see Tristan or Ma Johnson or even Mike Johnson on the 20 or the FaceSpace, Big Fatty, what about the Instagrams? Oh, no, that's just for grandmothers. Oh, Instagram, yes, okay. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Day, it just doesn't get any better. It doesn't. Y'all, after I spoke to you when I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, what did I do? I had a little supper, and y'all, I've been trying to clear out my freezer and clear out my refrigerator, because y'all, I've got so much that I don't know what I got. And so I was trying to, been trying to do that and everything, and to have me a little supper and watch the CBS Evening News. Miss Nora O'Donnell is off this week, she must be big. She's probably eating at Chef Jeff's, could be. let's see. Y'all, I was watching the sports ball in the afternoon, and I continued watching the sports ball that evening. And y'all, I forgot to watch the Jeopardy, but I recorded it. And y'all, they had that Dr. Oz, the Oz, a big Betty. Was he? Is he a wizard? No, he's just weird. Y'all, he wasn't terrible. When the contestants gave a wrong answer, he was a little unsympathetic, we'll put it that way. It's not like he yelled at him or anything. It was more like, no. Anyway, we'll give him, he'll probably be on for a couple of weeks, so we'll see how he does. Y'all, I headed to bed. By the way, y'all, let's do this. Y'all, I want you to keep Mean Keen, the official sports ball correspondent here on the BFO, keep him in your thoughts, because y'all, on Monday night, his Kansas Jayhawks got the ass beat. I mean, got the ass beat. And so, y'all, I'm sure he's probably pissed off at him, to tell you the truth. But Mean Keen, I know your bracket was busted, but it's not over. Yeah, I guess y'all, Big Fatty, who do you think he's gonna? Who do you think he's gonna hope wins now? I don't know. He'll probably call and tell us or something. But y'all. Slept very well on Monday night. Y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday, and I said, do it, Big Fatty, do it. And y'all, so I leapt from the bed to see what was the matter, Big Fatty. And y'all, I put on my clothes. I started the coffee and put on my clothes and got the newspaper. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to get Ruby Red, an Earl change, y'all, or as they call it. As they call it, the works. They change the they don't change the tires. They rotate the tires and fill my fluids. Beh, Freddy, we don't need to hear about your fluids. And went up there. I arrived just before 7 a.m. in the morning, which is when they open. There was one gentleman ahead of me. And, y'all, I was out of there before 8 a.m. in the morning. You know, it's you know, because it takes a while to do all those things. But, y'all, I read the paper and played a little of the Candy Crush. And, y'all, when I was done, I came back to the villa here. And, y'all, I had me a little brufkus. Cheese toast again. Big Freddy, you're in a rut. Then I was off for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back. y'all, I decided I wanted, y'all, have you ever had a cream horn? You know, it's those round kind of pastry things, and it's got the vanilla cream on the inside. You know, it's not creamy cream, but it's, I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, y'all, I decided I needed a cream horn. So, y'all, I ventured out. And I needed a couple other things, too. But I ventured out to the Walmart. Y'all, it was the first time I think I've been in a Walmart in who knows how long. And, y'all, it was it wasn't too frightening or anything. But I picked up my items and I did the self-checkout and came on back home here and got my share. And y'all, then I was a little hungry. And so I fixed the second bag of that from the tattooed chef or whatever, fried cauliflower or whatever that you do in the air fryer. And y'all, Casey in Denver told me that I should spray my items going into the air fryer with a little vegetable spray, and to spray the basket also. And it keeps things from drying out, he said. So I did it, and it was good. It did brown up a little bit better than normal. so I kind of nibbled on that a little bit. Didn't want to fill up on it. But, y'all, then I decided I was going to do a little DIY. You know, that's do-it-yourself project. And, y'all, I had heard about this on that... with the Taffy Carlisle Huffington, and y'all, she had told Taylor, you know, he's the latte boy, a better way to organize his sock drawer. So y'all, I am gonna put pictures up at noon today showing the before and after of my sock drawer based on Miss Carlisle Huffington's way of organizing the sock drawer. And y'all, it's amazing because, you know, most people, when they get socks, they put the pairs together and roll them up and pull one up over the other and everything like that. And, y'all, you just always got big old balls of socks. Big Fatty, I didn't know where you were going when you said big old balls. Well, I know. But anyway, y'all, check it out at noon today over there at the BFO to see Big Fatty's sock drawer. Big Fatty, boy, oh boy, you can tell we're in a pandemic and people are just what are they doing? They're just What is that? They are deprived. They need some sort of stimulation. Oh, Big Fat, I don't believe I said stimulation. But anyway, y'all, other than all of that, I think... Oh, no, wait a minute. I got the estimate for the tree trimming service. And y'all, it was a little bit more than I had expected, but... I don't think tree trimming is inexpensive, and I'm still waiting on one other quote before I pull the trigger, as they say. You know, Veda just pulled the trigger on a new HVAC, and some, I don't know what happened, but some Marine came over and unzipped his pants while he was looking at the... I don't know. We'll ask Veda on the next week's Little Fatty Cast. But y'all, I think, Big Fatty, you know that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay, there we go. Hi, Big Fatty. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm calling just to test my... Rodecaster Pro, because I can connect my phone to it, and I knew that if I could call your message, then people would be able to hear it. So thank you so much for calling, and you do not need to play this on your show. Bye.
Yeah, I can see y'all. That, of course, is Archer.
And I just hang up. How do you hang this thing up?
Oh! Y'all, that, of course, is Archer from Archer Radio. Big Fatty, he said that. It's true. And Archer, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Archer, I don't pre-screen the calls, so I didn't know I wasn't supposed to play it on the little show. But y'all, Archer called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. It takes a long time for it to be. Yeah, yeah. Does Big Fatty know who John Om is?
I'm Jesus.
I forgot you had that. But I think on Daniel's show you can say fucker. Oh. It's too bad because he's going. We should probably hang up now. All right, Big Fatty. You can play this on your show. It's John Om, Archer, and Daniel Brewer.
Dick, I see y'all. That's Archer again. And y'all, I cut out about 80% of that conversation because there were these big... blank. So y'all, I think there was another conversation going on, and it may have been when Archer and John Ong were on the mix minus, but evidently that didn't make the cut for the final. Dear, I see for the final little show. Anyway, Archer, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry, it was just a one-way conversation. We couldn't hear what everybody else was saying. So, I got nothing. I got nothing. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be meeting Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and then it'll be off to the Von's East, and we'll have a full report on all of that tomorrow. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish and Mike and Kyle. What's coming up on a new episode?
On the count of three?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, the Nielsen ratings will be off the chart, the bottom of the chart.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.